and straight to podcast audio going. You might hear some sounds of outdoors in the background. Have the window open because the child is playing outside as opposed to inside. All right, and that is the way with which one plays. Take a look at the audio. That's decent. I can roll with that. I'll bring it up a wee bitty diddly dit. Just a wee bit of diddly do that, but that. All right, GoFundMe.com/Phoenix and William. All right, that's the only one I'm pushing because we need our gosh diddly darn dadgummit tax return. All right, and some sort of trigger, some sort of warning. Where in the holy heck darn is that? I tell you what. All right, and yeah, because we've got some shit to get to. Not going to spend a whole lot of time on the main one that the episode is titled for. Just going to mention it, and then there's some news and there's some comment.
Cellar. Fucking wait for it. Sally sold my shit up. Knuckles all fat and shit. Side though, it's all good. Whipped his ass so bad, his stepmom's gonna feel me for the next 3 birthdays out this motherfucker.
Look what his homeboy did to the side of your head.
What you talking about, kid? This shit, he ain't fading nothing over here, though.
One ass whooping, man. They still want it.
How you figure that, man? Look around you, man. They own this shit. They own this couch you sitting on. Them shoes you got on your feet. This building. This school. This country. You. We behind enemy lines, dog. One beat down will never compare to 439 years of captivity. Never. I don't know shit. Freshman.
Cooling at a party, no better than disco. Head feeling mellow from a bottle of Cisco. Move. To cross your mind, sucker MC like Crisco. Give me the cure. Set 1-2. Don't try to come off for me. Because you doo doo. You're treating me the Z to the D. Like a stepchild. Let me tell you, homeboy, you're living foul, MCs. You know who you are, on the bandwagon, my seat. Cause you a star, this is a year. When the joke is a wild, when the fact you're happy. I try to write your style, I get hip to the scheme. Before it happens, if it gets wild, then I'll start capping. But for now, since everything's calm, relate to the matter as I drop the bomb. Because I'm house.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
You on this couch you sitting on?
This show.
Them shoes you got on your feet.
Is brought to you.
This building.
By the fuck.
This school. This country. You.
That Father Teresa does not give.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday. In the wine cellar.
In the wine cellar.
Baby, why are you trying to give me a glass? Just give me that bottle.
All right. WineCellarMedia.com, formerly Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, the Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media, Social Dissonance, a critical analysis of justice. It is social justice for adults. Phoenix Cleeter's getting a little more well after being quite sick recently. And it's Phoenix Cleeter reading In the Shade with Phoenix Cleeter. Gonna repost some of her old shit. Yes. In due time.
And some new things are coming up, so that's also exciting.
And still active on Twitter. What is the Twitter?
Uppity Negris, 2 T's. Yeah, come hang out with me. It's a lot of fun. I found a bunch of trolls today. It was good. It was entertaining. It's one way to kill an hour. Ah, that was his subtle way of letting me know that my decibels aren't high enough, loud enough. I'm being too quiet.
Yep, and don't forget the folks that are on the patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. I will tell you what, you folks over there, what up?
Is there like an unwritten rule that every time it takes a still shot, it has like the worst possible angle in my face? Why? Every time. Mm-hmm. Every time.
It's the same face. Cujer Loco, been on the Patreon. Cecily Loco over there, Adrian Loco, just a gang of y'all. Tally Mitchells, that's how you pronounce that. I've actually rapped that person's name. Darlene Loco, always been there. Mike Freener, been there. All right, Robin, goddamn. It gets to the point where it's folks that I don't even really know or interact with. And I guess that's probably some sort of fair deal,
yeah.
Right? And that's the job. And of course we have the GoFundMe because we are missing, well, two tax returns. Yeah, so we're really just trying to get one back, right, at $1,100, $115 raised so far. Thank you to Anonymous at the $50 level. The homie Stephanie Loco came in, dropped a twomp five on him. Rebecca Loco came through and dropped a twomp on him. All right, Anonymous came through and dropped a twomp. You know, so basically that... somewhere roughly times 10, not doing the math in my head. I'm not that gosh darn smart. And we got some more shit coming for you.
Yes.
And just making sure we get the link to the gosh darn video posted up every damn where. Right? Right, like it's already reached 47 folks that that like looking at vidges.
Nice.
I tell you what. And all the show notes are on winecellarmedia.com. This episode, Steve Stevenson, the one that got away. How did that story go? You memorized things well.
So basically, he went on a kind of rant on social media and said that he was going to go out and kill a bunch of people until his, I believe, ex-girlfriend contacted him. So he was going to be out in the streets killing people until she spoke to him. And that he also said he was suicidal, not doing well. And then he put himself on Facebook Live shooting an elderly black man in the face. And said that that was his 14th victim. So far, this elderly man has been the only one we found, but he claimed 14. And then, basically, police couldn't find him. I don't really understand. The one time you had a nigga with a gun, people wouldn't be mad if you killed him because he was obviously a threat to public safety, and they couldn't fucking find him. And this started in, I think, Ohio, right? And he ended up in Pennsylvania. Like, he made it across state lines before they found him, and then he ended up committing suicide after Pennsylvania police caught up with him today.
The one time, cops.
The one time.
You actually had the Negro that you've been warning us about.
Yeah.
For what, like 200 years?
At least.
You've been telling us he's coming, he's gonna happen. You've been saying there's black-on-black crime.
Yeah.
It's black women's fault. I'm sure you've got that one in there.
Yeah. Well, it's her fault because she didn't talk to him. Because, you know, we don't negotiate with terrorists unless it's black women doing the work and possibly dying for it.
Women talk too much. I'm gonna kill people if you don't talk to me. What the fuck is happening? You're cognitive dissonancing yourself with patriarchy and performed masculinity.
Indeed.
Right, like I think toxic masculinity, that's one that we tend to understand when we talk to each other and we all get, like, we've all talked about it already, but I think when you're speaking to someone that hasn't considered these things yet, someone who isn't the, of the legitimate left, you know, toxic masculinity. They hear that and they're just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, they assume it means you hate men. Like, you're saying masculinity and maleness is toxic, so you hate men. It's a misandry thing.
Yeah, like, we gotta keep in mind, like, if you are a content creator, like, if you are, like, in the independent pundit class, if you will, like, think about how someone who's never heard any of the shit you're saying before is hearing it, right? So I would say performed masculinity.
Yeah.
And I think folks understand, I mean, George Carlin has talked about that, strutting around in locker rooms, you know, putting on the dat gum show. Yeah. And it ain't right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, goddamn, you get guys like Tamir Rice. I said guys. Goddamn, that was a tiny little
baby.
Yeah, he was.
A baby.
He was a tiny little skinny little boy. And like, you got all these ones, and you just couldn't fucking, you couldn't get the actual threat. Someone that was actual danger.
Yeah, which is also, like, interesting, too, because for all the time that they spend, being in fear for their lives, you think that they would have been ready. But no, they weren't ready.
Yeah, and then you had the idea that maybe they let this one go on purpose just to be buttheads.
I kind of do have that theory because people have been criticizing police a lot more lately. There has been, obviously, the accusations of racism and everything else with police and anti-blackness. So maybe they were just like, oh, well, you know, fuck y'all. Y'all don't like us. We're not going to do anything anyway and just let him go. Plus, he was killing black people. So,
yeah,
like, you know, it wasn't like he was a threat to them or their community, so yeah, I do kind of wonder, because that seems like some sloppy-ass police work. A Facebook Live video killing somebody, you know, on the spot, shot someone in the face. They had his car, make, model, tags, name, place of employment, mother's name, the ex-girlfriend's name, like, Twitter found missing girls faster than police found this guy. Like, come on.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, I think that he, police maybe were just like, yeah, you know, we'll get to it when we get to it. After the donut break.
Fucking fuckers. All right, so there's a lot going on. Not going to be able to get to every gosh darn thing, just like how I missed that Fox News one from yesterday. Just turned it off, sat down, thought, motherfucker, I missed it. All right, so, yeah, there's a premiere. Sorry for, TASS, anti-gay convictions. Gay Israel activist strikes back after LGBT student group pulls support for his event to show solidarity with Palestinians. Nevada governor signs a bill to let foster kids choose their own gender. Dove applauded. Yeah, whatever. Dove applauded for featuring trans mom in new inclusive advert for hashtag real moms. But I know as soon as I say Dove, my brain clicked and I was like, somebody's going to pull up some shit where Dove was on some old bullshit.
Oh, Dove is always on bullshit. But I think that this particular ad campaign, they hired a black woman for, which is probably why it's not straight shit.
I only get Dove because I like smelling flowery on the one, and that shit be like, fuck, it's always in the fucking, like, 99-cent clearance. You're going to go to a CVS or a Walgreens and it's going to be in the, I get like three of them at a time, I don't give a shit. And then we use the same fucking antiperspirant, so we'll fucking run out. And both of us, we keep armpit hair, so we scrapes this motherfucker. Yeah. We fucking kill a stick. Like, it's logical to get three at a time.
Yeah.
Why is George Orwell's 1984 a bestseller again?
Well.
Court upholds conviction of U.S. Marine jailed for killing a trans woman. That's one of the, well, yeah, it's a story I've hit up. Oh, yeah. Wait a second. No, it's another one I've hit up. That's a regular thing, is McMurk and soldiers going over to the Philippines and murdering Filipino Filipina, as I'm reading it, trans women.
Yes.
And it was Joseph Scott Pemberton, and the victim was Jennifer Laud. Kansas cop kills an Army veteran service dog, then issues him two citations. What, and you gotta go to winecellarmedia.com and see this Father Mucker's picture. I will tell you what.
That is a face. That he looks like a frat boy at a Halloween party dressed up like a cop.
Holy shit.
Like, he really fucking does.
You didn't say that when you first showed it to me. Damn, I see it. House Speaker, gay marriage ban bill going nowhere. There's reports that the House Speaker, Tim Moore, said last Wednesday that a bill filed Tuesday that would outlaw same-sex marriage in North Carolina and refuse to recognize same-sex marriages performed in other states was effectively dead.
Good.
Chechen authorities send threats to journalists reporting on gay concentration camps. Coming off a new Now Next news, reports that leaders in Chechnya are now threatening journalists who attempt to report on the concentration camps for the gay men, assumed cisgender, that have been formed in the Russian Republic.
Now that's fascinating, because just last week they were saying that there weren't any concentration camps for gay men because there's no gay people anywhere in Russia and you can't have a concentration camp to lock someone up who doesn't exist. Huh.
That is the wildest shit.
Yeah, that was dead ass, like the fucking security officer, general, military, in the government personnel who said, well, we don't have any gay people. There's nobody to lock up here.
Ah. And off in Zimbabwe, Terrence Mawawa is a police officer of the Zimbabwe Republic, and he has been dragged to court, as they say, for allegedly raping and infecting a minor with a sexually transmitted infection.
Oof.
As it has emerged.
Oof.
Donald Trump Jr. sends an offensive tweet about, quote, triggered LGBT students.
Hmm.
And that's coming off the Huffington Post. Phoenix Cleeter found this one on Fox News, which makes me think the framing will make it even funnier. Pro-vegan group seeks to ban processed meat from Southern California skews. Gay man who outed a trans survivor contestant has been fired from his jizzob. That's coming off the advocate.com. Working with refugees engaged in sex work. I have the link up there at winecellarmedia.com. You're going to want to check that out. Refugees engaged in sex work are a little discussed within humanitarian circles. While there is some awareness that the practice is not uncommon, few know how to respond. The Women's Refugee Commission developed this guidance note in partnership with the Organization for Gender Empowerment and Rights Advocacy. That's OGERA, OGERA. And they are a grassroots organization of refugee sex workers in Kampala to raise awareness and initiate a conversation about how we strengthen protection and access vital services for refugees engaged in sex work. The main audience of this note is humanitarian actors operating at the global and field levels. Hmm. This refers to staff working in health and protection and or for the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, or one of their implementing or operational partners. Got the link up there. You can go check out that note that they released. Nice. Right. Got the Dove one twice. That's fun. And in the Green News report that you're going to hear, 6 minutes of Green News, Lake Michigan beaches are closed after toxic chemical spill. What is that? British Petroleum, BP?
I think so.
Yeah, British Petroleum, BP. Their newest oil spill that we know of in Alaska finally shut down after 3 days. U.S. nuclear company bankruptcy raises question over unfinished reactors. And there's good news. March 2017 was not the hottest on record. Bad news, it was the second hottest.
Oh, they tricked me. That was not nice.
Climate change hoax, though. It's getting colder.
It's a hoax. It's a hoax. Uh-huh.
Crossed over to the other side. You got a short winter so you can have a cool spring. You're welcome, atheist.
Yeah, that's not how any of this works.
And well, good news without a caveat, yada yada yada. 6 Detroit uniformed rapists and murderers were shot in 7 months as police killings rise nationwide. Ranks urge to stay alert. That's off of DetroitNews.com by George Hunter.
Hmm.
Can you digify it?
Well,
all right. Want to get down to some of that shit? And
yeah, let's do some of the shit.
And anyone that's, you know, let's get to that fucking Fox News clip.
The video clip
that I fucking missed on yesterday's program.
Oh, yes.
Because I am black and black people don't remember things.
True.
Shermeeker Loco, from the Black Girl with Glasses blog just commented on a post from January. It's about BYP. We talked about it.
Oh.
Yeah. January 5th. All right. So let's see what's going on here. Fox News, where you go to hear brilliant people say genius things. And, you know, and this is, again, there's no such thing as a broken clock being right two times a day. A broken clock is something that needs to be repaired. All right, yeah. Quit with your silly ass, I hit dog haulers. No, a fucking rapist doesn't like when you talk about rapists, okay? Like, fucking...
Oh, I said that one today, though.
You said that?
Hit dog haulers? Yeah, I did.
Oh.
I did.
They're not a dog that got hit. That's animal abuse, folks. Let's not analogize...
Think they got hit. Nobody got hit. That's actually what I need one for, is like, nobody did shit to you. Why are you being upset?
Because oppressors think that being being taken out of their oppressive position is them being harmed.
Well.
Hip.
You know.
Hip. Colored. Now, well, you are a black woman.
Yeah.
All right, then. Now, these folks, again, it's kind of like when I say, like where some people be like, you know, this is where I agree with the libertarians. No. This is where the libertarians agree with me. All right? And this is where Fox News says something that we say, but they're not saying it in the same vein as with which we say it. All right. Let's see what's going on. It's a fun segment.
How come every time it's fucking Fox News, it's got two guys with bad hair and a woman in the middle wearing a skirt that's probably shorter than respectability politics should allow? It doesn't fucking matter what the segment is. When they're on that fucking couch...
Yep. Yep, they keep it nice. Yeah, they get like getting the basic instinct pose. That's how they Fox News it. We got some younger listeners. Look it up. Michelle Pfeiffer.
No, basic Sharon instinct. Stone.
I don't know. I don't know. And don't you say it. I know what you're thinking. Hmm? I ain't racist. I don't think all...
Just because you think all white people look alike.
All Beckys don't look like fucking Angelas. You shut your face,
woo!
Miss Ma'am. Hmm. What? Huh. All Barbaras don't look like Gretchens.
There is an election underway in Georgia to replace Tom Price, who obviously became Secretary of Health and Human Services, and actor Samuel L. Jackson, the guy from Pulp Fiction. Well,
all right, now keep in mind, they don't like actors, performers, folks like that talking about the politifying.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Chairs hanging from nooses.
What?
Huh? Kid Rock? Brooks and Dunn?
Well, I would point out that the chairs were only on nooses because a white actor named Clint Eastwood gave a speech to an empty chair.
No, the chairs were on nooses.
Yeah.
All right, because a whole bunch of folks' catheters broke at the same time and you hang them out to dry.
Oh, my fucking God.
What? And Obongo, because Obongo Care gave me a cheap, fucked up catheter, and it busted right on open.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got the juicing all over my good chair, so I hung it up out in the oak tree right outside the house.
So you know how you made that post about sometimes I just walk up to you, kiss you on the top of the head, and say, bless your heart?
No, I didn't say bless you. I am not country, ma'am. I'm not legitimately country.
You know, somebody said, so she just means bless your heart. Bless your heart, darling.
No.
Bless your heart.
You're just mad because I solved the mystery.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
All right. So yeah. So they're against actors. Like, you know how they can't stand Adam Sandler's political ideas.
Yes.
Obviously. Who's that, ma'am?
Ah.
You be wildin'.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
He is channeling that Pulp Fiction character in an anti-Trump radio ad.
Now, keep in mind, they said he's channeling the Pulp Fiction character, alright? So, clearly that's what you're going to hear. Ma'am.
But also...
What you done gone and did?
I broke it. But also...
I got it from Goodwill. It's the best ever. I still got the Goodwill sticker on it. Look, the folks on Facebook Live. That shit still got the Goodwill sticker, nigga.
Although I do like the fact they said he's channeling a Pulp Fiction character, so he went out and shot people because he was a professional hitman in that movie. He out here killing niggas?
What was the character? Jules?
I don't remember his name.
Jules was shooting folks. Well, he's gonna sound exactly like that character. Okay. All right, here we go.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. There's a special congressional election on April 18th. What can you do? Go vote. Your vote goes a long way towards setting things right in this country. Vote for the Democratic Party. Stop Donald Trump, the man who encourages racial and religious discrimination and sexism. Remember what happened the last time people stayed home. We got stuck with Trump. We have to channel the great vengeance and furious anger we have for this administration into votes at the ballot box. Do your friends and family a favor. Hell, do yourself a favor and vote on April 18th and make sure to vote for the Democratic Party.
So because he said great vengeance and furious anger, complete Jules. He probably had on the Jerry Curl wig when he did that recording. I guarantee goddamn to you.
I am actually impressed that they used this photo of him, though. I was expecting something a little less respectable looking.
Right?
Like, I'm actually surprised by that.
Yeah, like, he looks like the doctor that, like has, like, you know, like, the least deaths.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a lot of heels.
So, person?
What? You don't know. You don't know. Okay? Because, with his position in HUD, he's going to get way more deaths with that than as a doctor.
Not so, if he can't get out of the elevator.
Holy fuck, man. Jesus.
Yeah, that nigga got stuck Christ. In an elevator if you missed that story.
And when I saw that, I was like, I'm not dealing with this. That's why I don't like political news right now.
That's actually funny because I saw it on Twitter like 6 times and just kept scrolling past because I assumed it was like The Onion or something.
Huh.
So I just didn't even click it. And then somebody was like, oh, this happened. I was like, oh, that actually for real happened. Damn.
Yeah. Oh, man. What happened to the good old days when Sean Spicer was just the Easter Bunny? All right. So fucking. So he clearly channeled Jules from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
And they continue. About 60 more seconds.
Wow. So, amazing how many actors have been outspoken this election cycle, but we saw the results of the election, right? I mean, that Hollywood, yes, they are very outspoken. They've got their opinions, and they have some sort of a following, but clearly not enough to really impact
the election. Yeah, I want all my political advice from Hollywood actors, and yet again, here we get it down in Georgia. But you know, this is a really important preview. These are special elections, which we treat as political previews. In this particular case, did you hear anything about what the Democratic Party is for, or what he's for, or about the election? It was stop Trump because they're sexist and they're racist.
Great vengeance and political anger.
That's right.
Says in that ad.
They're trying to motivate the base and progress.
What's with this fucking? And that's not even Steve Ducey. I don't know that guy because I don't. Well, I don't have cable news, so I don't watch Fox News anymore. But fucking yeah, I don't know this guy. Just for the folks on the Facebook Live, you just see the fucking face he makes. It's like he's auditioning for Bill O'Reilly's stunt double with that face. Oh my
god! Sexist and they're racist.
Great vengeance and political anger.
That's right.
Says in that ad.
They're trying to motivate the base of progressives and Democrats to come out to vote. They think that's the trick going into the midterms. We'll see if they're right or not.
It's good that was an angry Mitch McConnell.
Oh, with the... Yeah, like it was...
angry Mitch McConnell.
And it's like, nigga, fucking dye your eyebrows brown so that we can actually see them when you're doing that. Because all we're getting is furrowed brow. Like, we see... Clearly, you dyed your hair brown to keep that brown. But fucking, you skipped on the eyebrow, son. All right? You skipped on the eyebrow. Now, what are the Democrats for? Tom Perez. We got Tom Perez. That's good. We were gunning for that.
We not Trump, not the GOP. They're not the GOP.
Didn't they vote down that healthcare thing that Bernie Sanders had? We wanted to bring down cheap drugs from Canada.
Yeah,
they did that.
Yeah,
so they're against cheap drugs from Canada.
Gay friends.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. They had that response to the State of the Union. Remember that? That was a good response. Did you forget about the response to the State of the Union?
There was a response to the State of the Union?
Fuck yeah!
Are you sure? Maxine. They have Auntie Maxine.
Maxine Waters.
Yeah.
So there's talks of them running her for to unseat Trumbull-Stiltskin. I'm telling you, a Maxine Waters Nina Turner ticket would win the motherfucker. Because, like, Nina Turner has fucking, like, she has grassroots clout. Like, Nina Turner, like, she, because she's a populist.
But they didn't like Nina Turner before, and they still don't like Nina Turner now. Plus, like, she's a Bernie bro, so, which is, like, weird, because everybody knows Bernie bros are white men, so it's weird she puts on that blackface every day to, you know, be black and not a man, because Bernie bro.
Really dark black face.
Right? Like, that's dedication.
Like, dark black woman drag.
Yeah.
And then somehow widens out them nostrils to really fool you.
It's reverse contouring.
Woo! Woo! Alt-touring.
Alt-touring!
Altering, really. It's alt.
Like, you know.
Oh, man.
Because they said all Bernie bros are white men. And they're racist and misogynist, so.
Yeah, they were.
With some neighbors, Democrats and Republicans, where we just won.
Oh my! Ah.
You forgot about that guy.
I'm pretty sure that was my brain intentionally trying to save me. Like, I'm gonna do you a solid, forget this mess.
Nah, yeah, and that was actually a crap copy. But yeah, they had the guy that responded to the State of the Union saying, I'm a proud Democrat, but first of all, I'm a proud Republican. And it's just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Pick a side. But then also it's like, well, most Democrats are Republicans, so I guess you can be Republican light and a Democrat at the same time.
Well, they had Jay Nixon, and you saw how well he handled things as the mayor of Ferguson. And who was the, oh man, remember, and also the sheriff on the Michael Brown case is also a Democrat reelected since 1994.
Well, I mean, they have Kim Davis.
Kim Davis. Do your damn job, Kim Davis. Kim Davis is a black woman.
Wait, that so is, she gets to be a black woman, but Nina Turner has to be a white man.
According to niggas like Twib Nation, yes. Fucking yes. Oh, man. So, back to the shit, right? Back to where you had the show notes in the Juan Seller podcast group.
What? I didn't know such thing.
You did? Oh, you didn't?
No.
Well, fine, then. We'll just go to the fucking, we'll go straight to the Green News Report and bang that on for 6 minutes.
I was kidding. It's totally there.
Oh, no, but we should go to a break anyway.
No.
It's Tuesday, April 18, 2017.
In Northwest Indiana, people are waiting for EPA test results to tell them when it'll be safe to go back to the water.
Lake Michigan beaches closed after toxic chemical spill. BP's newest oil spill in Alaska finally shut down after 3 days. U.S. nuclear company bankruptcy raises questions over unfinished reactors. Good news, March 2017 was not the hottest March on record.
Yay!
Bad news, it was second hottest.
Oh.
Plus, London's famous black cabs are going electric.
Well, pip pip, all of that and more straight ahead. From bradblog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
According to the head of the EPA and guy who hates the EPA, Scott Pruitt, it's going to create jobs. Yes, repealing environmental regulations will create all sorts of new jobs. Oil refining, fracking, clean water historian.
This is your Green News Report.
Keeper of the last 6 Bs.
This show is so black. Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on the show. This show is so reverse racist.
Hey, Desi Doyen, well, BP still seems to have a problem with exploding oil wells, don't they?
Yes, unfortunately they do. In Alaska, oil giant BP on Monday announced workers had finally stopped an out-of-control oil and natural gas spill caused by an oil well blowout that was first discovered on Friday on the North Slope near the town of Dead Horse, Alaska. BP officials say they still don't know how much oil was released. The latest well blowout comes just days before the 7th anniversary of the deadly Deepwater Horizon oil well blowout in the Gulf of Mexico that killed 11 men in 2010.
No matter what BP ends up telling us as far as how much oil was spilled, it will have been more than that.
In Indiana, three beaches at Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore on the shore of Lake Michigan were closed over the weekend after a chemical spill of carcinogenic hexavalent chromium. That's the same chemical made famous in the movie Aaron Brockovich. It was accidentally discharged by a U.S. steel plant in Portage, Indiana, about 30 miles east of Chicago. Municipal water system intakes were also closed along the lake, which serves as drinking water for some 10 million people. Chicago's Department of Water Management says tests of Lake Michigan's water found elevated levels of the chemical, but at levels below the federal standard.
Hey, I'm glad that Donald Trump and EPA Director Scott Pruitt are trying to cut the Great Lakes cleanup program by 97%.
Meanwhile, the U.S. nuclear energy industry is taking a hit from competition from cheap natural gas and renewable energy. Westinghouse Electric, now owned by Japanese conglomerate Toshiba, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Federal regulators are seeking to block Chinese interests from buying Westinghouse and its nuclear data. In Georgia, Westinghouse has two unfinished nuclear reactors under construction, backed by U.S. taxpayer loan guarantees, raising questions of whether the already over budget and behind schedule reactor units will ever be completed.
What is it they say? Nuclear reactors are the most expensive way the world has ever devised to boil water.
Yep. March 2017 was the second hottest March ever recorded in 137 years of measurements, coming in second only to last March for the hottest March on record. That's according to NASA, which also measured parts of the Arctic in March at more than 20 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than normal. Note that unlike last year's March heat record, this year's March heat record occurred without an El Nino, boosting global temperatures, which scientists say is a clear sign of global warming.
Yeah, well, it was cooler this March than last March, so if I'm Fox News, I'm going to say the globe is cooling. And here's the proof.
Speaking of global warming, the Arctic has seen a series of heat waves over the last few months, and now new satellite data released by the National Snow and Ice Data Center last week shows that the extent of sea ice in the Arctic Ocean has hit yet another record low for the month of March. That's the sixth month in a row of record low or near record low sea ice extent in the region.
For some reason, that doesn't come up on Fox News.
In Greenland, NASA on Monday released photos of an unexpected new crack along the ice shelf of one of Greenland's largest glaciers, the Petermann Glacier. The new crack is very close to another massive crack growing across the glacier's ice shelf. If it breaks off, scientists say it will accelerate the glacier's progression into the ocean, and that will contribute to sea level rise. But some good news, the Association of Air Pollution Control Agencies released a new report this week that shows EPA regulations have been working. Levels of six major air pollutants have fallen more than 70% since 1970, and releases of toxic air pollutants from industry fell more than 50% in just the 10 years between 2005 and 2015. Finally, the famous black cabs of London are upgrading to new, clean, all-electric taxis in 2018. The new plug-in electric version will look like the old ones and will go 70 miles on a single charge and have a small gasoline engine on board to generate electricity between recharges. London cabbies will save an estimated $17,000 a year in fuel costs, and residents will breathe cleaner air.
Nice. For all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find us, follow us, and share us on the Facebooks and the Twitters at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday in the wine cellar.
When we're not on the show, Father Teresa yells at me.
Why are you trying to give me a glass?
Man.
Does it give me that bottle?
For the folks looking at Facebook Live, you know that shit was dope. I just went to YouTube and figured while it plays that long break, I'll just play a video called Cats Being Jerks video compilation. And that shit was fucking dope. But you still got your fucking green news in though, podcast listeners, because
hey,
you don't like watching video. You can go to the Facebook and the page is called winecellarmedia.com. That's just the page. So it's that gosh diddle darn easy. And I link them to the Tumblr. If you use Flipboard, I link them in the Flipboard. My Tumblr automatically links to the Twitter, and also share them to Social Dissonance, A Critical Analysis of Justice, and to Reading in the Shade with Phoenix Kaliter, and of course our Wine Cellar Podcast Friends Group.
Yes.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
My computer screen just farted out on me. That happened before when I was recording with William Spivey. All right, free thought. Oh, wait, it's coming back,
Oh.
All right.
It's going to fucking update, I bet you.
Do not update. Display driver stopped responding and has recovered. Okay. Woo! That was why I had to get this motherfucker repaired, was because the fucking display driver. Yeah, so that I wonder if that's a regular Hewlett-Packard thing, right? Because Hewlett-Packard, they have things with which one should deal with.
Maybe.
You are a black woman. All right, what? So you had some you got some shit in here. What do you want to get to? Here, you got the mouse.
Oh, man.
Get to your news stories, Miss Colored Black.
My news stories. Let's see. How about, I guess we can start with something serious and then we can just take it to fucking funny.
All right. That and then I'll go to the LGBT news update.
Okay.
So
this one actually is in Germany. German police have raised the terror level threat after warnings of more attacks on high profile. No, I'm okay, thanks. I don't want to buy your newspaper. All right, so if you didn't hear, there was a bombing in Dortmund last week. And since then, the German police have raised a terror threat. And of course, it was labeled a terrorist thing. It was Muslims doing Muslim stuff. And now, after they researched it, they found out that it was military-grade explosives used to target the bus of a city's football, a.k.a. soccer team, but these were planted by members of the far right, not Muslims.
So they attacked Boring Ball.
They attacked Boring Ball, but they did it specifically to frame Muslims to cause Islamophobia.
No, because the thing is, soccer is fucking garbage.
Oh my God.
So that was really just self-defense against something horrible.
You can't talk about soccer like that.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, but so many people like it, aggressively so.
No, I don't have to be politically correct anymore. Republicans are in power. America!
Perhaps pragmatic. Just saying. Alright, so.
No, they walked up and grabbed them by the soccer balls. Alright, what do you got going on here?
So, it was military-grade explosives used to fill pipe bombs with shrapnel, and they all exploded near the Dortmund team vehicle, injuring Spanish defender Mark Bartra and a police officer. An official document was leaked to Die Welt newspaper yesterday and suggested the bombers wanted to incite backlash against Muslims. Three letters were found nearby, which claimed that the bombing was on behalf of Islamicists, and it turns out those letters were fabricated. So, I think not only is it a little interesting that they're framing Muslims, but they're also risking killing white people to frame Muslims. Like, it's reached a whole other fucking level.
So, it's a government conspiracy.
It's a false flag.
So, yeah, that's the thing. Like, Alex Jones is covering this. You know that, right?
he's, acting right now.
Ma'am,
on his
how
show.
Do you even cover that? What do you have to say about that? With the folks haven't heard Alex, because Alex Jones, we played that shit where Alex Jones like just went on the homophobic rant and was talking about beating niggas up and calling niggas like fairies and all that old. I think he called him a Nelly, like all that old school shit. And you know, so I guess like his lawyers had to get in because you know you can't do that. And his lawyers said, well, you know, he's just acting. He's playing a character.
This is the thing, is that the reason he's in court is because he is getting a divorce or just got a divorce from his wife. And his wife has filed for sole custody, saying that he is an unfit parent because of his mood outbursts and is using footage from his show as proof of that. And instead of it suddenly being a news show with an outraged patriot trying to save America, his lawyers went into court and were like, oh, well, that's just pretend and he's just acting. And, like, that would be like if you tried to, you know, do something to Anthony Hopkins because he played Hannibal Lecter. It's just a role. It's not real. And it's like, so when he said that, you know, the globalists are trying to kill him, white women want to be gang raped by black and brown men. Women want to have, you know, female genital mutilation. Trump can cure death. Like, we were just acting. Okay. So now I'm personally confused. I'm not sure if Sandy Hook actually happened or not now because,
holy,
you know,
shit. It looks like Alex Jones, like, from the look of the way the video show is opening, Alex Jones is responding to this.
Oh.
Let's see. All right. So let's get into the info war.
Aw, shit.
We didn't plan on this. This show's going off the fuck rails.
Surprising news this week about InfoWars founder and customer making the waitress cry, Alex Jones.
Where did the media persona end and the real person begin?
Well, Alex Jones' whole brand is based around the idea he's giving you the real story, not the fake news out there in the mainstream media. Now he seems caught between protecting his brand and preserving his relationship with his kid.
The insane radio host is in a custody battle right now, and so he's trying to prove that he's stable enough to care for children. Unfortunately for him, he works in front of a camera.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight, too. I like to eat. I like to have children.
I'm going to say that might be grounds for you to not have children.
He's known for promoting wild conspiracy theories through his website, InfoWars. You've heard of Alex Jones. But have you heard that, according to his own counsel, he is playing a character?
Alex Jones runs a radio show produced by his company, InfoWars. He's been accused of peddling fake news stories to his audience. But the idea that Jones doesn't necessarily believe everything he says may take some of his fans by surprise.
He produces this show from his basement. Are his kids involved? Are his kids in the basement when he's doing this? Does he allow his kids to see this?
Well, the Austin American Statesman reports lawyers for Jones are saying the man behind those radical ideas, which garnered more than 1 billion YouTube views, is just, quote, playing a character, that he's a performance artist.
Clips like that make Alex Jones seem less like a fit parent and more like a coked-out football coach in a police standoff.
We were going to state! We were going to state!
Sir, get off the scoreboard.
We were going to state!
But, just my high school? Just my high school?
That boy good. That boy good. That boy good. That boy good.
But in a dramatic twist now, his lawyer is arguing that Alex...
Just so folks know, that was not me saying that boy good. That was somebody on Colbert's set. All right, Colbert's taking a little too long. I want to hear Jones respond to this shit.
Very, very impressed, I hope.
Many of Jones's claims have been echoed by President Trump.
When President Trump said the mainstream press is...
Okay.
Okay. This happened to me.
People got freaked out.
Oh, here we go.
Chris,
why does he have on a fucking...
The brand, this is fake news, or... The media loves to attack me and say he dresses up in lizard suits like Gwore, or whatever the name of the guy is from the Star Trek episode, the famous one where he's fighting Captain Kirk. And then the news asks me, are you serious? And I say, that's satire. I'm being an actor acting like I'm a space alien that wants to exterminate the population of the Earth, trying to sell you on taking vaccines. I don't actually believe that the Star Trek character is real.
Wait, but you do believe the vaccine part, though.
Yeah. This
okay.
You're not slick, Jones. You're not slick. He's not. Oh, man. All right. And you know what? And I think he does those segments on purpose, because he knew some shit like this was coming down the line. He's not that fucking goofy.
Oh my gosh! Alex Jones is fake! He says he's an actor! Look, he was in Scanner Darkly, and he was in Waking Life.
Okay.
They think you're completely stupid, and they think you're completely mentally ill. If I put a top hat on and play the part of the head of Goldman Sachs, saying, I'm screwing you over, I love the mega banks, I'm going to rob you, world government's good, I'm illustrating how George Soros and other people think of you. I don't literally believe that. The times that I...
Okay, so we got his angle. Let's skip in a little bit and see what he's doing. See, well, he usually gets into preacher mode somewhere around 20, 30 minutes in. Mm. Oh, fuck, he has a guest. Fuck that. I never want to hear his fucking guests. They are boring as shit. Like, you listen to Jones so you can hear his wacky ass. Oh, fuck, it looks like the rest of the episode is just hosted by his cronies.
Oh, so he just brought his friends in.
Oh, that's weak. Weak, Jones.
We got this from a top insider. Confirmed source for us. Bunch of media said that I was a liar. It was totally insane. Google did not have contracts out to delist us.
So Google says rogue vendor violated guidelines by instructing contractors to rate InfoWars as untrustworthy site. Yeah.
Okay.
The site where, what was it, when those little colored boys up there in Chicago where they were torturifying that middle-fied white boy and InfoWars, Paul Joseph Watson, put it up there that it was Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, and yeah, I got it trending on Twitter too and said they were affiliated with Black Lives Matter and it was a Black Lives Matter hit. Because they still do, the Black Lives Matter has a hit list to kill cops.
Oh yeah, and they've been doing such a good job at it, especially recruiting all those white men to do a lot of those killings for them.
Well, yes.
Yeah, I know, right? Saying words about things.
For having Ron Paul on, they actually said he is delisted for Ron Paul. They actually said he had Ron Paul on. That is not credible. Yeah, you're banned. And I played a Putin clip. They said I'm not allowed to do that. And then I pointed out mainstream news played Putin saying it was a false flag. And they're like, well, he has Putin and Trump on his page, and those aren't credible. So he's banned. People said, oh, you're not banned. You're not that important. Yeah, I'm just in 1,000 newspapers a day right now being attacked. Yeah, we're not important. Folks, we are important because we represent the people. We represent you. We represent victory against the fake media. The dinosaur media are a bunch of slime. They've already collapsed. They're frauds. You wouldn't believe the stuff I've seen in my own personal life the last week. Total inversion of reality.
See, and you know what? This shit is not going to affect his audience at all.
Nope.
This news story. Because, like, we follow Jones pretty tough here, and I've been following him even longer. And, like, he's going to preach to him. And, yeah, I mean, the narrative is already there. Oh, they're saying bad stuff about me? You know they're full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know they're full of shit, right, dog? Right, dog? As he said, all right, how about more cats being assholes while you get your,
Wait, you have to go back towards the beginning, because there was a hilarious one that you missed.
A hilarious one? Oh, with the cats?
Yeah.
Just run it all the way back to the whole beginning?
A couple minutes back. A
couple minutes. We're only almost 3 minutes in.
Oh, all right. Run it back to the beginning.
To the beginner, fine. Run it all the way to the beginning. All right. All right. So that's going. And biggaynewslavendermedia.com. I think you like it. I think that's what you're into.
Really?
Yep, that's what the folks like.
It's now time for Big Gay News, brought to you by Lavender Media. This is Andy Lean in Minneapolis, and here are your headlines for Tuesday, April 18th, 2017. First up, big gay news from Tasmania. Premier sorry for Taz anti-gay convictions. Sky News Australia reports that human rights and community groups have welcomed an apology from Tasmanian Premier Will Hodgman to people previously convicted under the state's historic and now defunct anti-gay laws. Hodgman, a leader in the Liberal Party, told members of Parliament that he supports change in legislation that would expunge convictions for acts previously considered to be criminal offense, including cross-dressing and gay sex. He noted that Tasmania was the last Australian jurisdiction to end anti-gay laws in 1990. 1997, and that those laws were unfair and unjust, and that we acknowledge that Tasmanians suffered as a result of these laws, which were repealed 20 years ago, and we apologize directly to those affected in this way, to their families and loved ones. Next up, gay Israel activist strikes back after LGBT student group pulls support for his event to show solidarity with Palestinians. The Allgemeine reports that a gay Israeli activist and former IDF commander said on Friday that he was baffled by the alignment of the LGBTQ community with the anti-Israel narrative after a University of Florida student group pulled support from his on-campus lecture to show solidarity with Palestinians. Currently on speaking tour for the Committee for Accuracy in Middle East Reporting in America on Campus, Hen Matzik said that his April 5th appearance at a lecture was rescinded by the Pride Student Union of FU, although they allowed the student group This Is Israel FU to proceed. Matzik said that Pride was showing the same sort of bigotry toward his speeches that they should be standing against as a group that has borne the brunt of discrimination in the past. Next up, Nevada governor signs bill to let foster kids choose their own gender. Pink News reports that the governor of Nevada has signed into law a bill to allow children in the foster care system to self-identify their gender. Bill 99 would allow children to legally identify themselves by the gender that matches their identity, as well as training and working with GLBTI youth in the state. While some voiced concerns over the possibility of the bill reducing the number of foster families available, there was no opposition spoken about it during the hearing, and over a dozen lawmakers spoke in favor of it. Governor Brian Sandoval signed the bill into law on April 11th, and it will go into effect on the 1st of October. For our final story, Dove applauded for featuring trans mom in new inclusive advert for Real Moms. Gaystar News reports that Dove is being applauded for featuring a transgender mom in the new advertising campaign for Real Moms. Shay, a graduate student, is shown in the advertisement caring for her and her partner's newborn son as she comments, "There's no right way to do it all." According to Dana Rudolph of Mombian blog, this may be the first ad featuring a trans person who became a parent following their transition, and she applauds Dove for not only being LGBT inclusive, but for being willing to think beyond the more common solution of showing a cisgender two-mom couple. That's it for today. Thanks to Linda Rains for compiling the stories. I'm Andy Lean in Minneapolis. Join us and tweet your take on today's stories on Twitter at the handle Big Gay News.
Right, I forgot to play the thing, sitting there watching the video.
The news is a shit show these days, and we're here to give you a break from the white supremacist media bullshit by bringing you the shitty news so that you can feel less like shit because you know the people discussing all the fucked up shit give a shit about you and the shitty situations you deal with every day. So shit, pour yourself a glass and settle in. Father Teresa's wine cellar.
This show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on this show.
That is very true.
Yeah. That's what I should do. I should go out and sit in the sun.
Alright, what else did you have goings on?
Let's see. I think we were going to do funny, so did you want to do the vegan one? Because I like laughing at vegans.
Fucking vegans. You know what? And then do this, and then Jim Hightower, and then we got to do something really cool to wrap it up. Like troll right wing watch, which is, there's something lazy about that, but I do it. All right, so this is coming off of Fox News.
We're in Jared time now for Sunday fuck House it. Call.
Okay, right. So they're giving us free audio from their video, so we're gonna use their audio and respondify to it.
See again the red dress that's up too high. What the fuck is it with these people?
There's a certain way that woman ladies is supposed to carify themselves.
Uh-huh.
And Fox News just upholding traditional standards and valuings.
You know they're thinking about actually getting rid of Bill O'Reilly?
They may have said that publicly. I don't know. Because he'll be fine. Like, he's a multi-millionaire old man. He could Glenn Beckett and just open up his own shit if he...
Yeah, I think they're just starting to get annoyed because he's costing them too much lawsuit money.
Yeah. All right.
And I'm Arthel Neville. Welcome, and joining us, of course, is Dr. David Samadi, Chairman and Professor of Urology at Lenox Hill Hospital and Chief of Robotic Surgery.
And Dr. Mark Siegel, Professor of Medicine at NYU's Langone Medical Center, also author of The Inner Pulse, Unlocking the Secret Code of Sickness and Health.
Good to see you both.
Good to see you. Hope you had a good week.
Absolutely. We're going to start with this. This is they're calling it a bombshell findings from the World Health Organization, showing a direct link between eating processed meats like cold cuts, hot dogs, bacon to colon cancer. So what are we to make of this? Dr. Samadi, Didn't we kind of already know this? Why is this a big deal?
We've talked about this so many times, the fact that there is a strong link between red meat and colon cancer. 120,000 cases of colorectal cancer, 50,000 people actually die from this. But now World Health Organization is finally, officially is making it that after looking at 800 different studies, all of the ones that you mentioned, processed meat, and bacon is on the pyramid. Bacon is now called as bad as smoking. It's a real carcinogen. And this is a huge news for a lot of people who love red meat, steak, processed meat. And you have to be, just use moderation and pay attention.
Moderation.
We see that the amount of red meat that you're taking is also correlated to the risk. The more you eat, the higher risk of colorectal. 50 grams of red meat a day increases the risk.
Is this for women too?
Yes, for everybody. It increases the risk of
Is this for women too? Because you know how lady colons...
Well, that's actually what I was going to ask, was are they making a big deal because more men die of colorectal cancer than women?
Huh.
Because I was about to be like, I would just, you know...
I wonder if she asked that, because that's what the slick thing she could pull, because she actually hates this Fox News shit. But she's getting like $5 million a year.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they just get that much money. Like, I think, what, Bill O'Reilly gets, like, 18? Rachel Maddow gets, like, fucking, like, $100,000, like, a day or a week or some shit. Yeah, who knows? Yeah, you know, it's gotta be. Maybe it's hard not to sell out. No, because we would have sold out. All right.
Yeah, we would have sold out. We would have had our own fucking show on Fox News. Like, we would be in the White House right now hanging out with Donald Trump if we were sellouts.
Yeah. Or I would totally be like that light-skinned gay nigga on CNN. Don Lemon. I would totally be like Don Lemon. Mm. Yeah, just right on CNN, right on the fucking center-right centrist bullshit-ifying.
We could even halfway sell out and just get a show on MSNBC.
Damn, easy. Yeah, be on the weekends like Karen Finney was with her non-reading ass. That shit is hilarious. Man, I used to love watching her fail at that teleprompter. All right, here we go.
Colon cancer by 18%. So we want people to be aware of this.
Part?
If you do it once
a... Right? Well, it's a 5-minute and 44-second deal.
Okay.
But, they do have an article with it.
Oh.
Do you like artifying?
Well, I am an artiste.
Oh, I thought you were artisan.
But I'm artisanal.
I found out you were just partisan. Artisanal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I knew that. You got artillery. Is that boy back inside? It's getting dark.
No.
All right, make that happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go make fun of vegans.
All right. Let's continue to check out these folks over here at the Foxified News. As a matter of fact, we'll go to Jim Hightower while Phoenix Kalita goes and gets that boy from outside, because I see the street lights coming on and we're doing it old school. And so we'll come right. We'll swing it back, bring it back just like this at.
Tromp, tromp, tromp. Troops are marching to battle. Boom, boom, boom. Bombs are blowing up communities. Whoosh! Poisonous gas is being released. Forget Syria, ISIS, Iran, Afghanistan. This is Trump's war. Our bellicose commander-in-chief is at war in the homeland, deploying his troops to attack everything from our public schools to the EPA, dropping executive order bombs on Muslim communities in the Mexican border, and spewing poisonous tweets of bigotry and right-wing bile at the media, scientists, inner cities, illegal voters, Meryl Streep, diplomats, Democrats, people who use real facts and, well, Trump is at war with the American majority, with all who do not agree with him. And you thought Nixon had a long enemies list. Yet, Trump's most destructive assault so far has not targeted any one group, but an essential and existential concept, truth. Bluntly put, he's psychotic, believing that truth is whatever he says it is, and that he can change it tomorrow. Years ago, in a futuristic novel, the author wrote about the rise of a tyrannical regime that ruled by indoctrinating the masses to accept the perverse notion of capricious truth. It was George Orwell's 1984, which depicted a dystopia he named Oceania. There, the public had been inculcated to believe that reality is not, quote, something objective, external, existing in its own right. Rather, whatever the party holds to be truth is truth. Now, in 2017, we live in Trumplandia, with a delusional leader of a plutocratic party trying to redefine reality with alternative facts and fake news. This is Jim Hightower saying, but resistance is already surging, including the fact that Orwell's 70-year-old book has become a bestseller again, thanks to Trump resistors seeking, you know, truth. Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
I'll show Rashani what's all right.
All right, Amphius Glitter's out there getting that boy, and back to Fox News talking about getting the burgers in your colon. Who is that there? Oh, there's the homie Davis Loco up in the joint.
In a while, Arthel, as we always said on the show, it's not a problem. But if you do it all the time, and organic red meat. So moderation is the first message of this segment. Second thing, if you have grass-fed meat, is much better than the conventional ones that they take soy and corn, because now less number of bacteria, less number of these antibiotics in it, and less hormones. So pay attention to that.
You know, Dr. Siegel, I mean, this is bad news for a lot of people who love to barbecue or like to go to a Brazilian churrascaria.
Yes.
And, you know, the meats are burnt, and people love burnt meats and so on and so forth. So your take on this?
Well, first of all, I think the key here, and this was, I like the direction this is going, where 22 scientists from 10 different countries come together, and they look over, as David said, 800 studies. What they found this time, looking at colorectal cancer, was that they found a scientific link between processed meats like bacon, like ham,
hot dogs,
smoked, salted, cured. They didn't differentiate from one to another, but they found the kind of link that we call cause and effect. Now, they're not saying, Greg, that this cause and effect. They're saying it's increasing your risk by 18%.
Right.
But cigarettes, by example, increases your risk 26 times. So this isn't about processed meats being as bad as smoking. It's about, finally, we think it's a proof. Before, we've said, look, red meat is associated with pancreatic cancer, with prostate cancer, with colorectal cancer, with cancer of the esophagus. We've talked about all that on the show. But for once now, with all of the studies, they found 14 studies, the kind we like, where we look at people in a group, we divide them into two groups, we follow them over time, and it looks like they have shown...
And Phoenix Collider's walking back in. They just been going over facts.
Oh.
Yeah, like they just, I will see when they, I'm gonna skip forward to see if they get to this school thing.
Colon cancer. This is after the fact that Consumer Reports actually looked at 300 different samples.
You can have it occasionally, have it less.
Moderation is it.
Disease from the kind of...
Nope, yeah, all they do is, on Fox News, all they did was talk about the facts.
Well, that's, okay.
Yeah. That's more bullshit. But a nonprofit advocacy group has teamed up with Los Angeles Unified District. Los Angeles Unified District. That's a whack-ass name. All right. And there's a teacher from that district, Jennifer Max, and two others in the San Diego County. And they're going to pressure two Southern California school districts to stop serving processed meats to students. The group, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM.
It is very PC.
Oh, man. I'd rather listen to REM remixes. Mm-hmm. With advocates for a vegan plant-based diet, they filed lawsuits against the Los Angeles and Poway, California districts, alleging that the meat being served violates a state education code requirement that all food served in cafeterias must have the greatest nutritional value possible. Well, okay, and to be of the highest quality. You're giving them an incentive to further cut the already shrinking budget. We have educators in California to follow the program that'll tell you about it.
Mm.
This is a bad deal.
But then also, like, when you say greatest nutrition, like, lima beans have significantly greater nutritional value than a lot of foods, but that doesn't mean you can get kids to eat them?
Yeah.
You know, like, there has to be, like, a little bit of compromise, you know?
Yeah,
because,
because
that's the thing is, this group isn't, like, this particular lawsuit apparently is about processed meats, but they actually want veganism. They're a vegan group. And statistically speaking, I suppose a vegan plant-based diet would be healthier than anything that includes animal products, but that doesn't mean that's good for the kids and you're going to get the kids to eat it?
and embrace it. So, okay.
Yeah, like, this is just pompous assholes being pompous assholes. Yeah.
And, like, another thing, too, is I'm curious to know what the, like, income level of these student households is. Because if these are kids that are getting, like, a free lunch program or, like, a free breakfast program, there's a really good chance that they don't have food at home, and they're going to be really pissy if you make them eat, like, applesauce and carrot sticks for lunch instead of, like, a hamburger.
Yeah. Or that fucking, that rectangle pizza.
Yeah.
With the fucking, with the pepperoni cubes.
Yeah.
I want my fucking cubes, all right? I was all about my cubes.
The pepperoni was disgusting.
Yeah, with the fucking, and with those, whatever the fuck it was that they called French fries. God damn it, I was all about it.
Yeah.
Get my ketchup packet. Yeah, man. Yeah, don't, this is a bad deal. These people, they're just, they're only pleasing themselves with this.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's parallel to Christian dominionism.
Yeah.
Like, they just want dominion over you. Mm. And they can go fuck themselves. All right?
Yeah.
GoFundMe.com/PhoenixAndWilliam.
Woo! That's us.
Love is blind. Can't you see my desire? Can't you see my desire, motherfucker? Burned by the fire. Yeah. My love is blind, can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes when niggas kick flows. And they roll up on your block, let you know that we ain't no schmoes. And we don't have a drink at Moe's. No, we don't chill with Homer. Nigga, we be at the house like loners. That's alright, I post up. And niggas know how I roll up on the spot, on the block, you get hurt. If you fuck with an introvert, I just wanna mind my own damn business. So I go to the house and I walk up in to close the door and I lock all three locks. Sit in the room of Phoenix listening to Tupac because she likes to hit him up. She goes on Twitter, gets in a debate and rips him up. We cannot verify server identity. This fucking iPad is fucking with me. God damn it. Because I wanna fucking download Code Switch from NPR and it doesn't wanna let me do it.
It just won't let us be free.
And I know what they mean.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday in the wine cellar.
Baby, why are you trying to give me a glass? Just give me that bottle.